From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A federal court says it will not prevent the certification of Alaska's election, perhaps as soon as this week. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, a lawsuit had been preventing the swearing-in of incumbent Lisa Murkowski.
Last month, federal judge Ralph Beislein told the state to hold off certifying a winner while state courts considered the objections of Murkowski's opponent, Joe Miller. Miller was the Tea Party candidate, and he had the support of Sarah Palin, which helped him to win the Republican primary. But Murkowski came back to win the general election as a write-in candidate. Miller says Murkowski got favorable treatment during the ballot count, an argument he took all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court. But the state's high court rejected Miller's claims last week, and now the federal court says that settles the matter. Martin Costi, NPR News.
New York officials say residents may have to contend with the inconveniences of Sunday's blizzard for several more days. That's a long wait for Brooklyn resident Paris Ayers, who says his SUV has been plowed in since Sunday.
What's going on? This is New York City. It's not in Virginia or South Carolina or someplace like that. This is supposed to be the city. They're supposed to be ready for this. This is supposed to be gone within an hour, basically. They failed big time.
Sunday's storm shut down the three main airports in New York and New Jersey. Some passengers have been forced to wait hours aboard planes sitting on the tarmac. New York Congressman Charles Rangel is still trying to recover from his lengthy battle a month after being censured for ethical misconduct. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, the veteran congressman has to raise cash to pay his legal bills.
The timing seems a little backwards. Rangel fought the ethics allegations for more than 2 years. He paid $2 million in legal fees out of his campaign committee. And at the end, he appeared without a lawyer, saying he'd run out of cash. But now, by setting up a legal defense trust, Rangel can solicit bigger contributions than he could before. Rangel was elected to his 21st term in November. He says he's launching the legal fund because of continued ethics accusations from the National Legal and Policy Center. That's a conservative watchdog group that helped launch the case that led to his censure. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea's President Lee Myung-bak is calling for new six-party talks with rival North Korea. Lee says there must be big progress toward ending the North's nuclear program in the coming year. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have escalated since the North's recent attack on a southern island and since the sinking of a South Korean warship last spring. This is NPR News. The U.S. commander overseeing troops in eastern Afghanistan says coalition forces have made progress in the fight against insurgents there. But Army Colonel Viet Liang says there is no point trying to secure the border with Pakistan.
It's naive to say that we can stop forces coming through the border.
Liang says a greater amount of resources and more cooperation from tribal leaders are needed to keep insurgents from crossing the border. U.S. military officials are hoping Pakistan's military will step up efforts to shut down Taliban hideouts. Christian and Muslim leaders in Nigeria are accusing some of the country's politicians of inciting violence in advance of key elections next year. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Darkton says they've issued a statement in response to deadly clashes in the central city of Jos.
A radical Muslim sect has claimed responsibility for the Christmas Eve bomb blasts in Nigeria, but this has yet to be confirmed. Security forces are patrolling the streets of Jos, the flashpoint city, which has witnessed its third major bout of deadly violence this year. Friday's explosions in Jos came the same day two churches were attacked in the northern city of Maiduguri. The two towns are more than 300 miles apart. Some of Nigeria's most senior Muslim and Christian leaders held a joint news conference to condemn politicians they claim are manipulating young people. By fueling violence blamed on religion, say the religious leaders, these politicians intend to render Nigeria ungovernable leading up to next year's elections. Ophabia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Asian shares have lost ground in early trading on disappointing U.S. economic reports. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.
Support for